You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, the best of series. What?
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Welcome to the show. You guys, are you excited? I am. So, we are releasing the best of series every Thursday from now until who knows when. So without further ado, I want to give you one of the best episodes that we have ever recorded. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think. I can't wait to drop episodes to you every single week on Thursdays. Don't worry. The new content, the new freshy fresh will still be coming to you on Tuesdays. And of course, if you have any questions, just email me, laura@lauraconley.com. Enjoy this episode and have the best day ever. I love being a mom because I feel like I get to experience being a kid again. Like, this is the first time in so many years where it's felt like it's summer. Today was my kid's last day of school, even though they're going to go to school during the summer. So really, they're just off for like a week. I think just a week, but there's still that energy of summer is coming and last day of school vibes. And it's just so fun to get to experience and all of that, even though we still will be going to school during the summer and I'll still be working. But just that energy is so fun and light and vibrant. And I just could not love it more. I love summer. And we are doing a lot of traveling, but we're not taking the whole summer off. But who knows, maybe next year or the year after. I love being able to do all the holidays and all the little things that kids do as an adult, experiencing it for the second time. So before we dive into our episode, which is called Looking Back with Love or Look Back with Love, it's one of my concepts that I developed that I teach all of my clients. Before we get into that, I do want to share with you guys a client comment. I wrapped up with a client the other day and oh my God, you guys, what she was saying about her experience working together and her experience really working on herself was so profound. She was just oozing with gratitude and pride and confidence. I mean, she looks different. Yeah, she lost weight. But she looks different to me. She is radiating from the inside out. And that's what she was saying. She's like, yeah, I did lose the weight, but it's totally not even about that. That's so awesome. But what's so much more important is that I trust my own voice. She was like telling me about, and this is how she was at the beginning, how she was constantly looking outside of herself for validation. And she was constantly, even at the beginning of our work together, looking for me to tell her what to do. And she's like, one of the best gifts I gave myself was the ability to rely on myself, to trust my own voice. I mean, come on, what a gift she gave herself. She was talking about how she takes care of herself now. And that doesn't mean going and drinking a bottle or two of wine like she used to do. It means sitting down and meditating or sitting down and journaling or painting or prepping for her stand-up comedy routine or maybe having a glass of wine, but doing it from a very deliberate place. She feels really good in her body. And what I was just laughing at is she's like, what's one of the best unexpected benefits is I've just like calmed the fuck down. Like, I'm not a hamster wheel. This is like word for word what she was saying. She's like, I'm not a hamster in a wheel and I'm not afraid of myself. I'm not afraid that if I just sit down with myself by myself, I'm not afraid of what will come up. Whatever comes up, I know I can handle. I know I don't have to eat my feelings. I know I don't have to overbusy myself so I don't have to greet myself. So, I mean, she, and the other part that she was really celebrating, she's like, and by the way, I'm sitting here right now with a real bra and real jeans. Which is also huge. I mean, do you guys like half get dressed? Are you guys only wearing things with elastic bands? Oh my God, I want to do a podcast on that. I think it's so important to set the tone for our day. Sometimes we just ruin our day or let the clothes in our closet that don't fit us ruin our day before we even start our day. Am I right or am I right? So this particular client, I am going to have on the podcast because she is just remarkable. Her results are remarkable. And you guys, she's going to become a coach. She felt like her transformation was just so profound that she's like, I have to help more people do this. How cool is that? Okay, so let's dive into look back with love. What is look back with love? What does that mean? Okay, this means looking back at a mistake you've made with love for yourself. So if you go back to the episode on commitment, you will see that commitment does not mean creating a plan and then executing that plan perfectly, right? When it comes to weight loss, it means creating a protocol and then executing that protocol and then falling down and failing at executing that protocol and then getting back up no matter what until you get to your dream come true weight. That is what real commitment is, right? Our culture teaches us that commitment is deciding you want to do something, creating a plan to do it, and then doing that plan perfectly. And if you don't do that plan perfectly, that something is wrong with you or the plan and you should definitely quit. No. No. Commitment is creating a protocol to lose weight for the last time and going out and executing that protocol, sometimes beautifully and flawlessly, and sometimes very messily. Is messily a word? Right? It's going to look messy sometimes. Sometimes it's going to feel easy. Sometimes it's going to feel hard. That's what real commitment is. Just never, ever giving up. Some of you guys know I have a paperweight on my desk that's from Winston Churchill. It's not from Winston Churchill. Actually, it's from my dad. My dad is so cute. He just popped it on my desk one day and I love it because those are words to live by. Never quit is what it says. Never quit. It's so good. So what I want to remind you guys of is what true commitment is and what to do when you do make a mistake in relationship to that commitment. So you will make a mistake. You will, as you journey to losing weight for the last time. And most of us think that there are two options when we make a mistake, when we quote unquote fail. When we eat something we said we weren't going to eat, we think there's two options. We think option number one, beat ourselves up. Like really, we're like, if I beat myself up hard enough, I won't do it again. If I punish myself enough, if I am mean enough to myself, then I will behave. Hey, how's that working out for you? Did not work for me. I'm totally teasing you guys. If you are beating yourself up, just notice. And be like, oh, that's what I'm that. And notice that is what you're used to doing. And that's okay. You're just not doing that anymore. Really, seriously, you have to make a pact with yourself that you're just going to stop beating yourself up. We think the other option is to just let ourselves off the hook, right? To just be like, oh, you know what? It's a new moment. Monday morning's tomorrow. I'll start then. It's a new day. You know what? It's okay. Right? And that can seem like love, but it's not. Let me give you an analogy. Let's pretend your child was misbehaving. If your child, let's take my kids, for example. So Luna's 3.5 and Phoenix is 1.5. Let's pretend Luna smacks Phoenix. I mean, I'm not saying that this happens in my household. I'm not speaking from experience or anything. But let's say Luna, 3.5, hits her little brother across the face or across the head or pushes him or whatever. As a mom, I am not going to beat her up, right? Physically, emotionally, mentally, I am not going to beat her up. Also, not going to let her off the hook. I'm not going to be like, oh, whatever. She just won't do it next time. Fine. It's a new day. It's a new moment, right? I'm not going to scream my head off at her. Now, I'm talking about me when I am being the parent I want to be, okay? Let me be very honest here. I am practicing to be, just as you will practice to be a yummy mommy, right? This is a lifelong practice. I am practicing to be the parent I want to be, which is also a lifelong practice. Right? Anything worthy, anything that we really want to do that's important, is going to be a lifelong practice. A lot of times it'll be very easy, and then sometimes we'll have to check ourselves. So when I'm being the parent I want to be, what do? I don't beat her up physically, emotionally, mentally, or verbally. And I also don't let her off the hook. I discipline her. I help her to look back with love. Why? Because this is the only way to change behavior in 3.5-year-olds and in 37.5-year-olds, or however old you might be. I'm 37.5. All right. The only way to change behavior is to look back with love. So when I'm being the parent I want to be, I walk over to Luna and I say, "Hey, Luna, what just happened there? It looks like to me you hit Phoenix. It seemed like you were feeling really frustrated with him. He was not listening to what you said. You got frustrated and then you hit him. Look, Luna, it is totally okay to feel frustrated. I feel frustrated sometimes. It's totally fine to feel frustrated. It's not okay to hit your brother. Under no circumstances is it okay to hit your brother. You can feel frustrated all you want, and it's not okay." And then, of course, when she's calmed down, I'm like, "Let's figure out a plan for next time. What do you think, Luna?" And of course, I'm suggesting things. "What do you think, Luna, would work next time? What do you think we could do instead of hitting Phoenix?" And now that she's skilled at looking back with love, she's like, "I will ask you for help," right? And that's a suggestion that I offered to her a while ago. If Phoenix is bothering you or not listening to you or shoving books in your face, or if he's coming up and hitting you and you start to feel frustrated, you can say, "Mom, I need help. Quick, Mom, I need help." Right? If you feel like, Luna, if you feel like you have some extra energy and you really need to get that out, it's okay if you take that frustration and you hit a pillow away from any humans instead of hitting Phoenix. You guys, this is the definition of discipline. Discipline literally means to teach, right? I am teaching Luna how to behave so that she can ultimately get what she wants down the line, right? And so that we can have the family that we want to have, a family that lives in harmony most of the time, is like my footnote, "most of the time." So this is exactly what I want you doing with you. I want you disciplining you, right? I don't want you over-restricting. I don't want you beating yourself up. Nope, nope, nope. I don't want you letting yourself off the hook. I want you disciplining yourself. I want you teaching yourself. And how do you teach yourself? You look back with love, right? So you have a protocol, and maybe on your protocol, it says, "Look, I'm not going to eat. Processed sugar does not serve me. It doesn't get me the goal that I want to create. And it kind of makes me feel like ass after I eat it anyway. So no sugar, no processed sugar. That is for sure on my protocol." Okay. Inevitably, as you journey towards losing weight for the last time, you're going to eat the cupcake. The cupcake is going to get the best of you. Then you will notice that you ate the cupcake. So what do I want you to do? I want you to look back with love. Now your brain may try to go to beating you up or to letting you off the hook. It depends kind of what your habit has been in the past. So what I want you to do instead is just notice the tendency to want to kind of let yourself off the hook. Notice the tendency to want to beat yourself up and instead redirect. No, we are looking back with love. "Hey, Laura, I noticed you ate the cupcake because you were feeling really stressed and you were feeling a really strong desire. It's totally fine to be stressed. It's totally fine to have a really strong desire. It's not okay to eat the cupcake. It's not. We said we're not going to eat the cupcake. We have so many reasons that we love as to why we don't want to eat the cupcake." Now, while you're doing this, you guys, I want to be very clear. While you are disciplining yourself and while you are looking back with love, it is not going to feel the first several times loving. There may be a little side of shame. That's okay. Shame's not a problem. Shame is just a vibration. But I really do want to let you guys know that you might not feel super warm and fuzzy the first few times you do it. You're learning and you're growing equals discomfort, right? This is the way, right? Luna's not super comfortable when I'm disciplining her, when I'm helping her to look back with love, when I'm helping her to change her behavior over time and permanently, right? It's like, it's not the most comfortable thing for her. There may be a little tiny side of shame, but as she really understands that this is a safe place, as you create that safe place for you, it will start to feel more and more loving, which is, it's so awesome, you guys, because this is your relationship with yourself. This is the most important thing that you have. This is the foundation for everything. So you say, look, it's not okay to eat the cupcake when we said we were not going to eat the cupcake. Now, let me interrupt myself one more time here. You guys, it's okay to eat cupcakes if you want to eat cupcakes. But if you said you weren't going to eat cupcakes, don't eat cupcakes, right? And plan to eat a cupcake once a week or once a month or when you want a cupcake, right? I'm not talking about that. But when you have said, I'm clearly black and white, I'm not going to eat a cupcake on Tuesday afternoon, and then you eat a cupcake, I want you to look back with love. And I want you to say to yourself, wow, I was feeling a strong desire for that cupcake and I was really stressed in that moment. That's okay. It's okay for me to have a strong desire. It's okay for me to want to eat the cupcake. The cupcake probably would taste pretty good. And you know what? It's okay for me to be stressed. I had a hard day. I had a very busy schedule. I got behind. I was late to pick up my kids. Whatever is on your plate, right? That's okay. But we have to look at what went wrong there. It's okay to feel stress. It's okay to feel a strong desire. It's not okay to eat the cupcake when we said we weren't. Now, you guys, I am repeating myself over and over again on purpose because I want you starting to program your brain with these thoughts because it's going to feel a little foreign at first. So that's why I'm saying them over and over again. Okay. Then, once you say, look, it's okay to be stressed. It's okay to have a strong desire. It's not okay to eat the cupcake in response to that. What I want you to do is say, what was I thinking? What was the exact thought that made me put the cupcake in my mouth? There is always an exact thought that makes you put the cupcake in your mouth. So in this instance, it might have been, huh. And sometimes you'll have to guess. I think I was thinking, oh, this will make me feel better. I really want it, right? It might really be as simple as that. Oh, this will make me feel better. I think I really want it. This will solve all my problems. It'll give me some temporary relief, right? So you can identify your thought. And why would we want to do that? Why would we want to find the thought that creates that cupcake going in our mouth? The reason is because then we can put our antennas up so that for the remaining days of the week or the remainder of the cupcakes being in the kitchen or whatever, really for life, you guys, you've got your antennas up for the thought, oh, this will make me feel better. Because when your brain offers that thought, it gets very quick and all of a sudden the cupcake's in your mouth. It's almost like it's against your will and then you've eaten the cupcake and what just happened, right? So we're slowing down the process by finding the thought that created the cupcake going in your mouth so that you can be aware and look for that thought, be on guard for that thought. So when that thought presents itself, you'd be like, I know where this leads, you sneaky little brain, you. And I'm not going there because you know why? I really genuinely don't want to eat the cupcake. It does not serve me. Then I want you to decide what you're going to do next time, right? So first, I want you to acknowledge yourself and just notice and say, hey, look, it's okay to feel stressed and it's okay to have a strong desire for food. It's not okay to eat the cupcake when we said we weren't going to eat the cupcake, right? Step one. Step two, what was the thought that I was thinking that caused the cupcake to go in my mouth? And then step three, what am I going to do differently? You guys, inevitably, this same exact situation is going to arise. I promise. The same exact situation is going to arise or one very similar. So what exactly will you do next time? So next time I might kind of preload my brain with the thought, you know what? I know, brain, I know that you're offering that this cupcake will make me feel better, and it might make me feel better for like 30 seconds, but it's not going to make me feel better in the long run. And in the long run, you know what, brain? It's actually going to make me feel worse. It's actually going to make me have a little bit of a sugar hangover. It's probably going to make me gain weight or stay the same or not assist me in getting to my dream come true weight. And of course, what that actually represents, right? And so that is the last and final step. Exactly what are you going to do next time? And I say, what are you going to do? But really, I want to know, what are you going to think, right? You're going to think, yeah, it would taste good. And it's really not going to help me solve the problem when I really look at it. Let's take a couple deep breaths, have a glass of water, and move on and go give our kid a hug. I don't know, right? I know for me, you guys, if the kids are not the root of your stress, if the kids are being perfect little angels like kids always are, I don't know about you guys, but for me, like a hug from my kid, like literally just brings me down. It's just sort of like levels me out. It makes me feel good. You have to figure out, some of you guys are rolling your eyes. You guys have to figure out for you what your plan is that's going to work for you next time. Now, you have to test it. There's no guarantees. You have to test and retest. Does that plan work? Does it not work? What do you need that's going to help you change your behavior over time? And a lot of people will teach us, what are you going to do next time? But I do care about that. Like, go give your kid a hug, or go outside, or go for a walk, or take a deep breath, or whatever the thing is that you're doing. But I really more so care about what you are thinking, right? That's the mindset piece. That's the piece that changes everything. Because when our antennas are up for the thought, oh, this will make me feel better, we already have the response preloaded of, no, it won't. It's actually going to make us feel worse in the end. And then our brains might even say, no, it really will. Just let's have one bite and see. See, it does make you feel better, right? So be sure you have the counter thought preloaded as well. No, we're just going to take a deep breath. Let's move away. It's okay. It's going to be fine. We can feel stress. We are capable as humans to feel stress, to take a deep breath. And so that's really what I have for you guys today, is my concept of looking back with love. We really only think there are two ways to handle once we have gone off protocol. One being beating ourselves up, and the other being just letting ourselves off the hook, right? And you'll know the difference, because I do get the question a lot of, I'm not sure if I'm looking back with love or I'm letting myself off the hook. You'll know because of the feeling. Letting yourself off the hook kind of feels a little rebellious. You kind of know deep down it's wrong, right? You kind of feel like the naughty kid in the fourth grade. Looking back with love, there might be a little bit of shame. It feels like a challenge. It feels like growth. It feels like the good kind of discomfort, right? That's how you know. And again, really, you guys, everything I teach is a skill that you will have to build. It's not going to be a 180. You got to practice it. Does that mean it's hard? No, it doesn't. But just chip away at this little by little. And before it, your behavior will start to change before you. It's so cool. My Yummy Mummies just started on May 17th. And what is it? May 28th today? You guys would not believe how much behavior has already shifted at a deep mindset level, emotional level, with these Yummy Mummies. They're already in there being like, I didn't even want the ice cream. What is happening? They're like blown away by how transformative and how quick this work can work sometimes. It's really cool. What did you guys think of the best of? It's so good, right? All right. So if this resonated with you, get on over to lauraconley.com, click work with me. You've tried all of the other things that don't work. Try the new and different thing. Stop doing the same thing and expecting a different result. This is new and different because we work on your mindset. If you feel like you know all the things and you just can't get yourself to do them, the reason why is because you haven't changed your brain. You haven't worked on your mindset. And that's exactly what we do inside the Yummy Mummy. Love you. Have the best day ever. Ciao, ciao. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with a cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.